Michelle told me she'd be a few minutes late, so she's on her way. And we have Deb C's comments here, but Deb herself cannot make it today because she's ill. So everybody say hi to Deb. I record the meetings and I podcast them on my website. So it's very high tech around here. What's that? The printer hates you. What is it?
Paper.
Oh, okay.
I'm
All right.
Be
All right. Very good. So, those of you who are not work study students, but who are doctoral students, are you guys tracking your hours weekly on that website or whatever? All right. Eva keeps making an issue out of this, not specifically targeting us, but that this is a big issue, and she's very afraid that, our financial aid money is going to be pulled out from under us. So these kinds of tracking data that she's collecting are going to be used to justify the maintenance of what little financial aid you guys do have. So if you don't do that, I'm very fearful that you're going to lose your financial aid. So I want to make sure that you guys are aware of that, Melissa.
I need a DTC tomorrow, and it's something that you might bring up. I usually do it as soon as I come into this room, like every Wednesday, just maybe the research the professor could just say, go on right now and track these things or whatever. Like at the beginning of each research meeting.
Well,
Like you do.
this is very weird what we're doing, okay? I think I'm the only faculty member who maybe Hillary, has a weekly meeting where all the research assistants get together and they work on a common project. That's not how it works with other faculty. It's usually, here's some work for you to do, go do it. And there's no team quality to it. This is a unique experience, I think. So that wouldn't work for other faculty. And other faculty don't want that experience for their research assistants, and that's fine. Aaron.
As a way for them to file weeks that you have to think, but I'm also helping for other people who are also ahead of the beginning of the year. I was checking them as well recently,
What?
so now I'm not too afraid for playing DTC or at least chef's hand, or if it would be helpful
Who's your DTC rep?
So bring up with them. I'll figure out
Yeah.
ways.
Yeah, maybe let them know by tomorrow so they can bring it up at the DTC meeting tomorrow. But I did want to bring that to you guys' attention. I just want you guys to be safe, you know. I don't care about anybody else. I care about you guys. So that's that. And Deb has written up an abstract for this poster, which she's feeling somewhat ambivalent about, but
Yeah, I kind of want it to talk.
okay. Did you get what I put in your mailbox? Okay. I made a copy for myself too. Well, I have meetings. I'm completely booked. But you can email me or when's it due?
It's due December 2nd.
So we have plenty of time. I'll have a lot more time next week. So, but any comments with to the group?
Well, it's an overall.
Don't hold back.
I don't know why, but I don't know if I should do this within the group or just between you and me. So basically, I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed, and I know the abstract is on me, which I am feeling overwhelmed in being able to complete that by December 2nd, even though the first draft is
Yeah, I mean
done.
it's
But
not too bad.
I've done
Just
ghost stories before, and like I know that sometimes they're pretty easy to come together, but other times it does take a lot of time. And I feel like right now I'm I want to put all my energy into my proposal, into the coding, into making the coding work and stuff like that right now. So I have two options.
Take it or leave it. Those are your two options.
I don't want to let you guys down, so that's kind of my priority. So we can, by the end of this year, we're going to have all the code, all the RF codes we have. So we can do this poster next year, and all the names will be on it. You put it on TV, it makes no difference. For the second year, it's really, for the third year, you can also put it on your CV. It just, you put it, before your internship, you put in a submitted, I don't know, submitted to APN, before it gets approved.
Assuming it will get approved.
It will get approved. Yes. if it does get approved, if not, then I can't help it.
Oh.
I mean, I wish I could, but I'll do my best to do it. We have to do it as a group. But the second option is, and I feel like I should talk more about this with Ben too, but she was the one who really brought this up and was really her interest to do this question.
You hear that, Deb? Deb Jabko's laying it all on your,
no,
at your feet.
I'm happy Deb pushed me, but I also feel like I'm pretty overwhelmed with doing this coding this year and doing this. So she has said, you know, she can help me with the abstract for this year. I just have a general sense that next year it will be easier because we're all still going to be here, and it doesn't make, I don't think it makes a huge difference. I have my mind will be a bit more clear next year to do this. And by next year we'll have all the RF codes. We don't have to worry about timing if we don't have it all, and hopefully it will. But that's kind of, and I don't want to do this and not be completely into it. I feel like I'm just doing this, but I have my energy. And that's kind of how I am feeling right now, just to be honest.
Well, would you feel differently during the summer months?
I don't know, because during the summer I really want to get this proposal all finished. So I don't know. I mean, class will definitely be overwhelmed. Some classes right now, like my internship is going to extend in the summer. So I don't know if I will feel better this summer.
You may never feel better.
No, I mean, if I tell you I'm going to do it next year, I'm going to do it next year. You can take my word for it. I mean, I already will have a draft of the abstract. I will promise you, you can, I will promise you that I will do this next year.
Well, what would it take to accomplish this year? So this would take about, I'd say, another half hour's worth of work.
Yeah, it's not so much the object. I feel like in general, I'd really have to get this done and have more a clearer mind to do this poster as a whole. Even if I feel the abstract wouldn't take that much longer, but it's not just the abstract, it's the poster. I have everybody's name on it, I want to put my all into it. Yeah.
Something I'm worried about is the fact that you won't be here, and stats are always everyone's favorite thing to write about. So I hope it's going to be to do that part of the poster. You know.
Oh, I just assumed I'd be responsible for the stats.
Even if you're...
Yeah. It's not like I'm going to be on the other side of the world. Well, actually, I am. No, I'll do the stats. I don't have a problem with that at all. It take me a half hour to do them. And I'll have an internet connection, so it's nice.
Okay.
I'm actually working on getting internet connection in my home where I'm going to be living. So.
Really?
Yes.
It's on, college?
Yeah, it's on campus in a guest house.
Mm.
So, yeah, and I fully intend to be involved. I mean, I intend to read all the different parts of the poster and critique just like I did with this.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like I'm just going to be hands off. Come on, you know me better than that.
I know, but you guys never know. You just called it before.
Well, Am I hands off in Uganda?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Hands on?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Am I hands on in Uganda? Like, am I like on top of things?
Yeah, that's why I said yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said, am I hands off?
Oh, I thought you said hands on.
No, I said hands off.
Oh.
In fact, I think Melissa would say I was too hands on. You know, she would like to have had more freedom.
So I guess if I do this abstract, I think another big thing would be IRB, which isn't a huge thing, but doesn't have to do this.
You have approval.
Not for this.
Well, you got approval for all five subjects, right? That is this.
Oh, so you can just carry over?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're good with that.
Okay.
See, now it's a breeze.
Okay, so I thought I would have to do this before I go to my tutor, so
No. You're fine. I think the big issue here is that I think Deb's right in assigning one or two paragraphs per person. So somebody be involved with the method, somebody be involved with results, and somebody be involved with discussion, and somebody be involved with the introduction. Those are the four pieces. So if you assign, let's say, two individuals per section, there are six of you guys. It almost works out.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're responsible for, let's say, the discussion. This is your dissertation, so I think, and you're the first author on the poster. If you're responsible for the discussion, that leaves the intro, the method, and the results. 2, 4, 6. Pretty much everybody is covered. And let's say I'm 6 would include me. I'll be involved in the results section. There you go.
No, you can.
I can do that as well. I'll do that as well. How does that feel?
I feel
better.
Okay. So scratch that.
We should have talked first. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, I want to introduce our newest work-study student, Faye Boris? Bori. You don't pronounce the S. There's no S? Why did I think there was an S? Let's see, what is it? How do you spell it? It's B-O-R-I-E. B-O-U-R-I-E. Okay. Bori. Okay, got it. And she's a junior in the psych department here at Post. And guess what her aspirations are?
Program.
You got it.
You're on the right track. I'm going to work with you.
Now, Melissa worked on a research project with me a year before she got into the program. And
coincidence?
I think not. I wrote her a letter of recommendation and voila.
Yep.
Bam, she's here. So you're in a good place to be. This is our doctoral. There are three doctoral programs on the campus. This is one of them. The other two are education and information science. So, welcome. Maybe everybody can just go around the room and say your name and what year you're in. Starting with Michelle.
Melissa, 3rd year.
And you've met, you know, Jessica and Tina. And I think Arlene should be coming soon. And then
I interviewed myself. I'm Jeff, 3rd year.
Okay, so, and I'm Jeff. 1,000th year. All right, so we're going to move on to the coding. Maybe can somebody give Faye a copy of the... Well, that's the output as well as maybe the transcription so she can follow along. Did you get my, I added you to the email list today. Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So every week, if you could print out what I sent. It's a PDF file. If you can print that out, bring it to the meeting, and you can just follow along if you want. So the reliabilities are about the same as last week. Not that wonderful, but you know, it's very interesting. You know, the pairings are very interesting. For example, like Melissa and Kimmy were incredible. 0.53. So you two are like mind melded. But it, well, yeah, I was just getting to that. And Michelle and Aaron were 0.66. Incredible. So you two are like mind melded. But if you combine, let's say you mix and match, let's say Kimmy with Deb Jacko, almost like no correlation at all. You know, so we need to figure this out. Everybody has to be, it's okay to have like these slight favoritisms where two people see each other, see things the same, generally the same way, but to have such drastic differences, like for Kimmy, you know, 0.12 for Deb, with Deb Jacko, but then with Melissa, 0.53. I mean, it's a huge difference. Yeah.
Are you starting to see if there are any like pairs standing out yet?
I'm seeing it now, right now.
Well, I don't know, like week to week.
I haven't explored that yet, but eventually when we decide who's pairing with whom, I'm going to take that knowledge into account and hopefully take advantage of people's natural ways of seeing things. But really what we want to do is want everybody to see things the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way that I see things. I'm being a little facetious, but we should see things in the same way. I was just pointing out that there's some very high correlations with certain people, but with other people, very low correlations.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that Kimmy, for example, very low with you, but very high with Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not immediately obvious to me why that's the case, because you and Melissa were significantly correlated with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, not great, but you were correlated. So we got to figure this stuff out. And
also,
yeah.
Just for the coding team rules, throughout the business community tonight, let's try, to think of more rules that we can create, because the more rules, the easier it is to code.
Because this isn't
really meant for transcripts, so it's kind of hard to, or the coding wasn't initially proposed for the transcript.
Right.
So the more codes we can figure out ourselves, the better it is, and then we can all
look at this like cheat sheet, and maybe it'll come
easier. I added a new one. 14 is new. You just made that up on your own. I mean, but yeah, kind of. Because if the 150 word copy includes two of the same categories in the four subscriptions, like 4.2.4, 4.2.5, give that a 4. I don't know what people think. If there are two different subsections in the same 150 word copy, they said that was a 5. Like 4.1.3, 4.2.5, does that make sense? So that seems to make sense to give that a higher coding than if it's in the same subsection.
So really, this should say. Oh, okay, I got you. What's a subjection?
Oh, subsection. Sorry.
Oh, okay, subsection.
Yeah. So 13 should read subsection and not subjection.
So you see in her examples, 4.1.3 and 4.2.4. The important numbers there are the 1 and the 2.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two different subsections. But in number 14, 4.2.4 and 4.2.5, you see the two twos are the same. So we're going to bump that down by one from a 5 to a 4, given that, that incidence. So what do you think of these rules? Anything you would add, subtract, change?
Number 9, if you're not sure if the word block is quotable, give it a 3.
We initially said that.
So if it's definitely unquotable, you give it a 1 if you're not sure. But if you think it may be quotable, if it's not a definite noun, but you don't know where it would lie, you initially said it would be a 3. You can change that.
Yeah, these are open to modification.
I was just wondering, cause I have, number 10, I'm so, and then a feeling is a 2.
Uh-huh.
If we're not sure if it's quotable and you give it a 3, that might be higher than what actually stated with feeling. That's the only way.
I think what we said was if we're really not sure, we give it a 1 or a 2.
Right.
And then there's like a gray area where you don't know if it is.
I think that would be a 2.
Okay, so let's change 9 to RF is a 2.
Yeah, I thought that one was
easy.
Maybe that
there were
some
more sure
than
3.
So maybe.
So
2.
So I have to change it to a 2. I know what we do, we go over this time. I'm going to be thinking about some watercolors. We're just trying to keep that in mind because the watercolors is really the easier for me to make those two.
The
rules.
What's this? I was so equals
so
two.
I was so like, blank is a feeling. I was so sad as a blank is a two.
People
so
understand
that? I put a list in my thing that I have of common sayings that are mental states that come up. So when people dress, I feel why, it seems, lying, I feel, I don't really believe it,
Do you want to email that to Deb and she'll include it in this rule book?
Yeah.
Code book?
What did you code those in?
Well, no, I just put a section that says common sayings. So
it's similar to 10.
Yeah.
Under 10.
Yeah. Or it's similar to where you wrote.
Do a double check?
Yeah, that one where it says.
Number 2.
Yeah, it's, so it's other things that I would do a double check for.
Yeah, send that to me and I'll send this out.
And we'll keep revising it maybe, and we'll keep sending out revised copies. And then when you write your dissertation, this code book would be an appendix.
Okay.
I'm just going
to
need
a subtitle. Thank you, Melissa. And then when we go to publish, this would also be in the appendix. Kind of like the Kermit and Carlson, that he had that
appendix.
That was their code book, kind of sparse, but...
But it's clear.
Yeah, pets were not included.
Just keep that in mind.
And Deb, if you want to add anything to the rules, let me know. I'm not talking to myself. Deb Chu is going to listen to this podcast. So. We have 45 minutes. Those are the correlations. got my replacement laser pointer. So I'm back in business. So should we look at big discrepancies? Is that still helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will read this. So, Faye, what we do is I'll read the word block. So the first word block ends with a big fat one. Thank you for the.
I tried making them really good.
I appreciate that, and so I'm going to read that, and that's what we're coding. I just have to say something. I've been thinking about this like all week long, and I don't mind going through this thing, but I don't think I like the method. How do you mean? I don't like the idea it's sort of like a ritual kind of thing, and like every Wednesday, you know, at 6:05, I'm supposed to come here, or I want to come here in a way, but in another way, I don't really. And then I sit down, and then you sit down, and I say hello, you say hi, but... And then you stare at me in a way and expect me to start talking, and it's very hard for me, and I just don't like, I don't know if there are any other methods, but I don't really know if I can open up in under. So.
I'll say right off the bat that just looking at this the second time, I was quoted higher than I did. I gave this to, but I was probably just looking at.
A four, okay. I mean, just off the top of my head, I'm thinking three, but I have to really, I haven't even studied it.
Yeah.
The fact is, he or she says, I want to come here.
Well, I have like two, more than two categories.
Okay. Let's see what Deb says. I say hello and you say hi, but, and then you stare at me in a way and expect me to start talking. It's very hard for me to. And I just don't like, I don't know if they're... are any other methods, but I don't really know if I can open up. So it's kind of opaqueness to one's own mental states.
I had two different codes. Two different
subsections. Which subsections did you have?
I had opaque.
Which is 4.1 point what?
Four point two point four.
Taking into account one's own mental state and interpreting others' behavior. Now Deb had 4.2.5, evaluating mental states from the point of view of its impact on the behavior of self and or other.
I think actually two of these,
it's kind of confusing because one of your rules is pick the highest RF code.
Yes.
But then another is if there are two, you put it one way. If there are two on the same, you put it a different way. Yes, you're not really using one, you're using a combination.
True. That is true, but then those two different instances of RF would be coded identically.
Right.
So let's look at our rule book that Deb just made up. And given the 150 word block, two different categories in the four subsections, score 5. Now given that rule, I understand why Deb coded it a 5. Melissa was a 2, Deb Chu was a 4, which I can live with. Kimmy was a 2, so that's part of the reason why you and she were so highly correlated with each other. EF was a 4, that's Aaron. And 3, okay. So the 3, so Michelle, Kimmy, and Melissa, I think were too low.
Correlate with what we all decided on.
Well, if we're all in agreement, it's going to be 100. The correlation is going to be
but
1.
Like our original scores?
Oh, where you what you correlate?
Like what the scores that we all sent in, how we correlate.
Well,
here's
the trouble. I mean, we could do that, but we'd have to go over a number of word blocks to be able to do that. Let's say we did 3, so you're only basing the correlation on 3 observations, which is not a very stable correlation. If we were able to get 10 in, we could do it right now. I mean, I could. Let's see, I'll pull up the data file. This is the master file.
But I think right now, if I don't hold right, so the correlations with each other don't necessarily mean so much.
Okay, so we'll put a 5 there. Okay.
And maybe the ones that were already all within agreement, you could just see the average, like the right answer, because we're not going through all of them, obviously.
Oh, right,
because exactly.
But the other ones could be the average, like if we're all within a point of each other, maybe the average.
Well, that I can't do in this
Yeah, you could do equal. Oh,
that's
PSS.
Oh,
this isn't Excel. This isn't Excel. Yeah. Actually, Jessica knows how to do that formula stuff. I don't know Excel that well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're doing the grades in Excel and not SPSS, but that's a separate thing. Huh?
I don't even know this program.
Well, it's a statistics program that a lot of different people use who are in the social sciences, like sociologists, anthropologists, psychologists. So, because it gives you a huge array of statistical analyses that you can perform on your data set. Much, much more than Excel could ever do. Excel, you can only do the very basics. And I think that's only if you have an add-on. Yeah. So anyway, so that's word block 1. Shall we... 6, let's see.
5 is even worse than 3, 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 6 doesn't look that bad. So which one?
5.
So let's five, 3, 5, 6, 4, 4. That's not horrible. I guess the discrepancy is between Kimmy and Melissa. Let's see a fight. Word block.
I guess if you want to read it first, I mean,
what's that?
I was just jumping ahead, but we should read it first.
Okay, so there. Oh, I'm sorry. And certainly, just the same here. And you know, I think this is a very important thing about you. I don't know what it means. I don't know why you need to do this, but I know that it's a strong force in your life. And it colors a lot of things you do. It makes you do a lot of things in order to keep yourself busy that you wouldn't have to do and that you wouldn't choose to do unless it made you more comfortable. You know, it does, so you do. But if you were comfortable without that, then you'd have a lot more freedom to do other things, things you might like to do more. Or just sit around and wool gather, you know. You don't have that kind of freedom right now, you know, and I think this is just one example.
So when I did this one, I had 4, 4, 3, and I went with 3. Using one of the new rules, I was doing it 4 now, because I have 2 instances from the same category.
Okay, so where are they?
I have...
Hello.
I don't know why you need to do this. So that one I wrote Well, I guess that could be limited inside of, but I put 4.2.2, envisioning the possibility that feelings concerning the situation may be unrelated to observable aspects of it. But I guess it can also be limitation inside.
4.2.2, envisioning the possibility of feelings concerning a situation may be unrelated to observable aspects of it.
But if it was, it very well could also be limited insight. Because I don't know why you do what you do, or why you need to do this. And then pretty much the rest of that sentence, I have it 4.2.5.
In evaluating mental states from the point of view of its impact on the behavior of self and or other.
Mm-hmm.
And Deb gave 4.1.1, which is the opaqueness of mental states. I think this is a very important thing about you. I don't know what it means. I don't know why you need to do this. I could see that's opaque, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you need to do this, but I know it's a strong force in your life. And it colors a lot of things you do.
I had that and 4.2.5, so I put it as a 5.
What do you think about a 5, Melissa?
Excuse me?
What do you think about a 5?
Well, if I had that.
If you had two different categories.
If I had that as 4.1.1, the first part, which could also qualify as, then yeah, it would be different. It would be a 5.
Can you see both subsection categories?
Yeah, the only thing I was unsure about is the vagueness of it, like how it's not, it wasn't like the first part, the opaqueness, I guess it's opaque, but I didn't think there was something explicitly.
Well, I don't know why you need to do this. To me, that's really clear. You know, why don't I know that? Because I can't read your mind. That's opaqueness of mental states.
Yeah.
But I also agree with the other one, the other subsection that you highlighted.
But maybe if I notice that they're both in the same category, I'll see if it could fit in another category, and if it does, then it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No problem.
What about other people? Want to contribute? You guys think a 5? You guys are so easily swayed. All right, so.
That means weird, but your computers are okay with that family and the transcripts. Okay. Because the sooner we can do this, the better we can get to real stuff.
I wasn't going to say that because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but she can do it. She.
I can be rude, you guys can make me, but to understand what it's like on your knee for your dissertation.
That's what's going. That's what's going on right now.
That's devil me.
Shut your computers.
God damn it. All right, so that's word block 5. What other ones here do we want to explore? I mean, I'm looking at word block 8. Now, two people gave a 1, and two people gave a 4. So Deb Chu and Kimmy are on the same page with a 4, and Deb Japco and Melissa Fanciullo are on the same page with a 1. And then Melissa and Aaron are on the same page with a 2. There's your pairing right there. So let's look at word block 8. That I had a job interview on a Saturday, and that didn't go through because he changed around the whole thing, and he wanted somebody who's really detail-oriented. And as far as I'm not. I don't think, and the test that I took showed that I wasn't either. And so, okay, so I won't want that kind of thing anyway if it was all detail work. But the thing is that now I've been looking in the papers and there really isn't that too. There really isn't that much around, you know? And in a way, I really don't like, I like the people that I work with, but like this week I found myself in a room, and maybe this is the same thing, where if I don't have anything to do and it's not totally unstructured and...
I had /2 questions. I really don't like. I like the people that I work with, but with the question mark, and then I'm going to change that to a 2.
And I don't remember why he decided to take the special speciality, but that was always bad. And then,
now, Melissa, you were the one of the ones who gave a 2.
Yeah.
So you're willing to go up?
No.
Huh?
No.
No.
I mean, unless someone shows you or something else, that's all I saw in there. Yeah, gave a 4.
Now, Deb gave a 4 here, and you can see on here what she says. The test that I took showed that I wasn't either. So far, I don't see anything. And so, okay, so I won't want, all right, that's a mental state term, that kind of thing anyway, if it was all detail work. That, just that statement, ignoring the rest of the word block, for me is a 2. Let's see what Deb says about what, and she put down 4.2.5. Evaluate mental states from the point of view of its impact on the behavior of self and or other. I don't see that.
Maybe the part where it says a lot of people want that kind of work, like what you want is going to affect your behavior.
Well, I'm sure that's what Deb was implying here. But, you know, still, even so, it's between a 2 and a 3 for me. I don't see a 4 in this. So I won't want that kind of thing anyway if it was all detail work. So if it's detailed work, I won't want it. So the kind of work impacts his feelings about the work. So it's detailed work, so I'm not going to want it. But that's, see, this is mental states impacting behavior.
Well, if you don't want something, it sounds like if he doesn't want that, I'm not going to do that work.
Right.
But it's like so difficult.
Kimmy.
I couldn't sleep in the house.
I like the people that I work with, like the thing that's really classic room, and they're in the room where I'm not having to deal with it, and they're in the chat room.
Isn't that,
no,
isn't that
the
one?
Isn't that
the
first round instead of the second round?
Yeah, so maybe that could be a reason why your ratings were pretty off. You're coding beyond the cutoff. What we're doing is we're just coding the 150 words even in the middle. That's why when I read them back, I stop in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah, I do that too, but with mine, I have the 8 right after the word uncomfortable.
Was that the first email?
Before the
revised
one.
Jessica sent
a comment.
So that's my
view. Oh.
So that's okay, that helps us.
It actually makes me feel really good. I'm serious, it really does. Okay, so this is the kind of thing that is going to help us achieve inter-rater reliability, figuring out what's going on. So you've got the whole thing figured out now. We're right. And so we won't need to send out revised copies of transcripts for people to code in the future, right? Right? Yes. Okay, so there won't be any future discrepancies, I hope. Yeah.
Because I already printed the first one out.
Because you asked me if it was just the word blocks or.
Yeah, but it was off.
It was because some of the words were like together and I needed to separate them.
Right, and Tina worked with you on that.
Yeah, that was what it was.
All right, so.
And also, because if you have asked me,
if something is misspelled, you don't have to change it.
Yeah,
so just keep it. And then if there is. Yeah, I think that was the only thing.
Yeah, the subwords were, well, that was really involved the practice. I really see it in the real ones.
If there is, just, yeah, you don't need to.
The one thing that I saw, well, I'll show you later.
So we're making some progress here. We got about 25 minutes left. So what other, is this helpful or would you want to use a different format or is this good? Okay. So 15. Okay. 214. Wow. 214. Actually, and what was Michelle's? Okay, so really the only standout is Deb Chu. Should we make Deb Chu an example? We could see what Deb's wrote. 15. I don't have that kind of answer. What I can do, what I'm an expert at, is helping you understand what's going on underneath. That's obviously a psychologist talking. Helping you understand what's going on underneath. 4.1.3. That is recognition of the limitations on insight. See, that, this is for Deb. That particular subcategory, recognition of the limitations on insight, that's the insight of the speaker. Now the speaker is the psychologist and he or she is not expressing limitations on his or her own insight. He or she is expressing limitations on the other person's insight. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and that goes with also the fourth subsection of four, which is the emotional attunement with the interviewer. Mm-hmm. So that goes with if you see that the interviewer, like for me, I had to read it over again because the interviewer was connecting with the patient, but it doesn't go the other way around. It's only if the patient is connected to the interviewer.
The four category?
Right.
What is communication?
That's the. It's mental states in relation to the interviewer, and there are three subcategories: acknowledging the separateness of minds, not assuming knowledge, and emotional attunement.
And I think then for the, she did
for 1.1. So if a patient says to the therapist, you know, I think what I'm about to say to you is going to make you want to cry because it's very sad. That's emotional attunement. The patient is understanding that the therapist is going to have an emotional reaction to what the patient is about ready to say. That would be like a 4 or 5 rated, what I just said. But it's from this category 4, which is mental states in relation to the interviewer.
Does it seem like Deb is also, which one did she do? 4.1.3. Recognition of limitations on
insight. Right, and I'm saying that it's one's own limitations on I don't know everything.
Right.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel tomorrow when I teach school consultation. I'm not really sure. That's limitations on my own insight about how I'm gonna feel tomorrow morning when I teach that course.
Right. Not on somebody else.
Right, it's exactly. I'm not commenting on your limitations of insight. I'm commenting on my own. That's how I'm interpreting that, right?
Yeah.
And you're the Howard Steele certified
reflective function. If you look at the subcentrifugal for 1.3, what's underlined is the last one. I think I was just writing this. You didn't care about me, but I don't know if that was true. I don't know if that was true. So it's, yeah, it's not, I mean, it probably is a different code than somebody else's, but for this section, just it's your limitation on your confidence level. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel, how I feel.
So we, if we come to a consensus on this one? Wait, what was 8? That's what we're doing now? What was 8? We didn't agree on anything? Melissa, what do you think? Did we come to a 2? Okay, so that's for 8. And for 15, 2? Are we going for a 2 here?
I had a 2 originally.
Now, Aaron, you had a 3.
Yeah, I think
so. And so did Michelle.
I was going to see what the number we make here.
Okay, so I think we're all 2. All right. Onward.
17.
We got 114132. Again, Deb Chu is the high person here. So why are we picking on Deb when she's absent? That's what I want to know. So, should I read 17? No, I think that if you feel like you want to ask a question, ask it. You know, don't. Okay, don't stop what you feel like doing. If the thing is, well, I think I'm missing the whole point in this whole thing, and I'm not going, I know, I'm not going about it in the right way, but I'm not, and I want to. But the thing is that, all right, this is like an everyday kind of problem, not even a problem, but it's just happening, or something that's going on now at this time. Okay, so that's one thing in my mind. And if, say, I come here and I tell you all the things that are going on in my mind, you know, just as far as these everyday kinds of things go, then really, that's not getting anywhere, right?
Keep going, I'm not sure.
Oh, keep going. I'm not sure I'm with...
I had a few things questioned, but it didn't
I mean, all I see is that I want to.
He's feeling, doing, but not feeling mental state.
I had,
right.
And I also had things that are going on in my mind. Like...
I that.
So there's mental activity.
There's an idea that there's a mind.
Right.
That things happen there.
I'd say a 2. I'd say 2 for this one.
Yeah, I had a 1 or a 2, but I gave her 1.
Me too.
I think a 2 is more appropriate because we did agree that any kind of mental state term, right, would be more than absent. So we're going to bump it up 1. So I would say a 2. That's what I would give it. So Deb gave it a 4, which is the high mark here. So what's 15, which this is 17? Okay, so 2. Okay, what else?
18,
just there's a 1 and there's a 4. Yeah, I don't want to make Deb the focus of this, so
19.
And the next one was from
2
to
6.
Or 22,
is that,
I guess.
21.
Oh, yeah.
So Kimmy was low. And so we had 3, 4, 5, 2, 5, 6. Wow. So Michelle and Kimmy.
Oh, but hers might have been off.
Yeah, it might have been. Let's see. So this is word block 21. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then you two can duke it out. Really? All right. So let's check it out. I pass you down an answer, and that really makes us. I'll tell you something though. Very even, yeah. Just two, but in a minute. But I always do that. I always put somebody up. Aha. And I've done it ever since I was like a little girl. My father did that. And in a way, that's what I look for in a man, too. And no matter, like a girl, maybe that didn't occur to me before. Well, the thing is, yeah, is that with a girl, I can get along. I can have more relationships with girls than I can have with guys. Because with girls, I don't really care about that, yeah. But I do have a father image in a guy. Because I do put him up on a pedestal.
So I mixed up my numbers on Excel, and I have 5 on here.
What'd you have?
I think it's 130.
Oh. That would certainly ruin reliability.
Yeah.
All right, so you had a 5. Let's see what else we've got here. We got 3, 4, 5, 2, 5. No, you were 5. 5, 4, 5, 2, 5, 6. So I think the 2s and the 6s should talk. So why a 6, Michelle? Okay, show me.
I didn't.
I'm looking for that. Okay, that's in the middle. That didn't occur to me before. So what was the insight? The insight was that that she's attracted to men like her father? Is that the insight? Okay, so that's a new insight about herself. Okay? That's good. So you have developmental aspects. So how many different subcategories did you have? 4. Which one? Ring them out. What? Well, you have them somewhere, maybe not with you. Oh, okay. So, what are they?
4.27 for
the insight. All right, 4.2.7.
4.3.1
for generational one. Okay. 4.25.5. Okay, that's the same category, subcategory is 4.2.7. She said that. That's 4.3.1. And you said there was a 4th one. Yes. So that's only 2 categories.
Maybe we should make
the rule. What's the rule now?
So if there are 4,
if there are more than 2 codes per activity word block, so like you had 2 that were under the 2 subsections and 2 that were under the 3 subsections, we could have that as a higher code.
I don't think it deserves a higher code, okay, though.
I was also worried because some people cut the sentence off at, like, you know, mid-sentence. Other people quote the whole sentence.
No, but we're making a rule here. You don't look at the whole sentence. When that...
No, not at the end of a word block, but just in actual sentence within the word block. Some people are coding just like, you know, I didn't see it that way. And then other people are like, I didn't see it that way because my father also did that. And so, like,
no, you should look at the whole thing.
And are you giving the whole thing one code, like one category or multiple?
It could be. It depends. Yeah. It could be multiple categories.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure if everyone was doing that.
Is everyone doing that?
Yeah.
Maybe you can make that explicit in the code book.
So just to put everything in a different category and then choose the highest.
Well, you rate each subcategory
as it occurs.
Yeah.
As it occurs. And
yeah.
You pick the highest score then to report for the word block. So in Michelle's case, it was two subcategories, but four different instances of those two subcategories. Oh, okay. All right. I would say that's a 5. All right. All right. I'll see you. Now, Kimmy, you put down a 2.
You know, I was on college where you, if you coded from two different categories, the same
suspension
that you
quoted
a 5.
Okay, so this code book is going to be very helpful. All right.
But maybe I should change 13 and 14 to say 2 or more different categories or 2 or more of the same, not just 2. Yeah.
Well, but more categories.
For the different subsections would be a higher.
Yes, I mean, then we're getting into 7 territory, right?
So I'll put that down.
That's from page 42. Yeah, in my 42 anyway. Under marked RF is sophisticated, meaning at least 2 categories of qualities which suggest moderate to high RF. Well, we've already got that in there. But you have to have some other, it must contain some feature which makes reflection explicit. That is to say, explicit reference to the nature or properties of mental states, how mental states relate to behavior or mental states in relation to the interviewer, and meet at least one of the following. The passage is sophisticated, meaning at least two categories of qualities which suggest moderate to high RF, is unusual or surprising, casting an original perspective, is complex or elaborate, places mental states within a causal sequence, provides evidence of an interactional perspective, contains an acknowledgement of a particularly painful situation with appropriate thoughts and feelings. So
would it be fair to say that 3 different subsections of 4 would be
centered? But it also has to have those other things.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I mean, 2's the max.
Okay.
And if it has 2, it's a 5, but then if there's more of this stuff, then it gets into the 6 and 7 range. Mm-hmm. All right. And so far we haven't seen any 9s or anything close. So it's a truncated rating system. So what else? What other word blocks? So this was 21?
Mm-hmm.
And what did we agree on?
5.
Whoops. Whoops. What was that one?
It was a 4.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, we've got a 2. Aaron had put a 2 down, and Melissa put a 5. So this is word block 25. Look at that more, but with both of us here, you doing the kind of thing you can do well, and me doing the kind of thing I can do well, and working together, you know, pretty much as equals, and not like this or like this, you know, I think whenever you begin to see yourself, feel toward me like you're down here, you ought to look at it, you know, or if you feel like you're up here looking down on me, we ought to look at that too and try to understand why you need to feel that way. Of course, that's the psychologist talking.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you say it's easy for you to make connections out of what I say, things that I don't really realize or I don't see, and it's easy for me to relate these things from childhood or...
because I'm, I guess, an outlier. So I had, this is section, this is number 25, right?
Yep.
Well, now that I know that the interviewer thing has to go to the client therapist, that would change all my code.
Okay.
But I do have, I have 4.1.3 in the limitation of insight from what the therapist is saying. I think whenever you begin to see yourself, feel towards me like you're down here, and he goes into that for the rest of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I had that category. And then I also had, I guess it's still, it can add for it where the client is, but the thing is that you say it's easy for you to make connections out of what I say, things that I don't really realize, I don't see, and it's easy for me to relate these from things from childhood. So 4.3 point something.
No, 4.4.
I mean 4.4.3. I think it is.
She didn't, Deb didn't make a distinction,
yeah,
but which one she was selecting here, but
and then that first part also falls under the effect of mental states on behavior. You say three different sections, three different categories. I had the 4.2, the 4.1, and the 4.3. I mean 4.4, not 4.3.
Evaluate mental states from the point of view of its impact on the behavior, self, and or other.
Yeah, it says, I think whenever you begin to see yourself, feel towards me like you're down here, you ought to look at it, you know. We ought to look at that and try to understand.
So looking at it being the behavior?
Yeah, like it goes further, it says, and try to understand why you need to feel that way.
Which is an action. So, if that's the case, then there would be two categories here.
I had a limitation of insight also. And I felt like the therapist was showing that he doesn't really know. Like, we don't know why you feel this way. We should look at it.
All right. Give me the phrase.
From where it says, three sentences down from 24. I think whenever you begin to see yourself, feel towards me, like, you're down here, you have to look at it, you know, or... If you feel like you're up here looking down on me, we ought to look at that too and try to understand why you need to feel that way. So I felt like that had both aspects of the mental state on behavior, but also the limitation of insight.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom, I had the 4.4.3.
Right.
So
that's three different categories.
That's why I gave it a 5.
I would have changed mine to a 5 after seeing the limitation of insight.
So... Let's go back then, and we have, so Deb Jabko and Melissa are 4 and 5, and Deb Chu is a 4, so then the people who need to either complain or accept would be Kimmy, Aaron, and Michelle, and Michelle's no longer here, so what do you guys think?
I guess I thought I need lower because it's not like the thing you say is easy for you, so I thought that at least the patient was just saying back, summarizing what that person said. I wasn't sure if that.
Well, that isn't one of the phrases that Melissa's pointed out here.
So the above one, I think whenever you begin to see yourself.
It's a little implied. I will give you that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit implied.
But
we ought to look at that and try to understand why you need to feel that way.
Yeah.
In other words, we ought to look at it. Yeah, I don't know. So let's take that one out. So there's still two other categories that are being identified here.
So it would be a four if that wasn't in there.
Well, it could still be a five.
Is two different categories a four?
Yeah, isn't it?
What's three? Is two different categories is a five?
Yeah, number 13.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Because two different categories, it's 4.4.3.
Yeah, and 4.2.5.
Yes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'll say it that way. Never mind, not really.
Okay, Kimmy? Okay. This codebook idea is going to, like...
Yeah.
We're going to have, like... 0.9s next week, right?
I did.
Can you open the link?
Okay. That's good. So I'll combine the two.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to make a special note under number one since we talked about the fourth category and we released two interviewer. Just to make a note, since we do code patient and therapist.
Yeah,
like section 4.4 for category.
Now, would you like me to do a quick correlation here with the ones we did?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of us wants me to do it. It's just so exciting. And Michelle, the one who suggested this, isn't even here anymore. She'll never know. Wow, now Deb Japco gets a 0.9. Look at that. 0.9. Melissa's 0.766. I'm going to get rid of that there. Deb Chu is 0.548. Kimmy's 0.371. Aaron's 0.52. And Michelle's 0.764. So this is people's correlations with what we eventually decided on. So the people who needed to do the most work then would be Kimmy and Deb. But Kimmy, you already have it in your mind what we're going to do now. You're going to follow the rule book that we did, and you're going to end coding right at the... Oh, that was a mistake. That wasn't your fault. Yeah, okay. So everybody got it? So you came out looking the best. You were the second lowest in the... Yeah, okay. So, everybody see that? Okay, so Tina's going to select another transcript. You're going to modify it, send it out, and we just keep going. Yeah. Okay. Can I borrow a pen?
No, that's
yes, thank you.
Yeah, but you need the sheet with the time so you need to get it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
because
the
way. Oh, yeah, that good. Yeah. They actually have a calendar of it there.
Maybe assign her one that's already been done and see how she does it, and then compare. How's it going?
Did you send
families okay?
Yeah,
they didn't. They don't live in the areas that were affected. Okay.
Yeah.
They must have got a lot of rain though.
Yeah, they said there's no power anywhere. So it's hard to get
back. Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll do that. And then she'll see how she would have done. So I'll send you a flash.
We didn't have meetings.
Yeah.
Bye, Dad.